All right, let's continue. Let's talk some propaganda. We got three or four stories centered around propaganda. We got you for another 20-something minutes here on Freethinker Radio. Micah, you want to kick off this one on Bellingcat, and I'll throw my thoughts in once you're done, because I've looked into them a little in the past, and they're pretty shady.
Yeah, you know, they get pitched, you know, in a lot of, and this article from Mint Press talks a lot about how they get pitched as being so independent, and all these lamestream media outlets talking about them being independent. You know what I'm saying? Things like the ABC and New Yorker and South China Morning Post, you know, saying that they're a force for good and all these things. So if you hadn't heard about them, a lot of people are saying that they're something real. But let's dig a little bit deeper is what the Mint Press author more or less does. In addition to former contributor Cameron Cocahon's past, there is even more this individual. So there's all these writers that are there, supposedly independent journalists, right? But check this out. This guy, Cameron Cocahon, he spent a decade as a senior position in GCHQ. This is Britain's version of the NSA. Okay, think about that. If we had it in America, what that might mean, an NSA guy being an independent journalist. Would you buy that? I don't know. Where he ran cyber and Middle Eastern terror operations. There's a former contributor, Chris Biggers. Name sound familiar? He authored over 60 articles for the site between 2014 and 17. Previously, he worked for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, a combat support unit that works under the Department of Defense and the broader intelligence community. For 6 years, another guy named Dan Cazzetta was a U.S. Secret Service agent specializing in chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. And 6 more years, he worked as a senior a program manager for White House Military Office. Yeah, you know, these are your independent journalists of Bellingcat. He also would provide some of the intellectual ammunition that about the accusations for chemical weapons being used in Syria and Russia's alleged poisoning of the Sergei Skripal. Other Bellington contributors have similar pasts. Noor Bakre previously worked for Britain's government's Foreign and Commonwealth Office, while Carl Moran proudly served 2 separate tours in Iraq with the 82nd Airborne. As startling as its staff is Bellingcat's funding. And, you know, this is something everyone knows, right? Follow the funding. In 2016, Bellingcat's founder, Elliot Higgins, who just happens to be a former senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. But anyway, I digress. In 2016, he dismissed the idea that they got money from the U.S. government's National Endowment for Democracy as a ludicrous conspiracy theory. Yet, by the next year, he openly admitted in a tweet the thing he had laughed off for so long was in fact true. So, and meanwhile, Bellingcat's latest available financial report confirms that they continue to receive financial assistance from the NED. NED was explicitly set up by the Reagan administration as a front for CIA's regime change operations. A lot of what we do today was done covertly 25 years ago by the CIA, said the organization's co-founder, Alan Weinstein, proudly. The corporate press itself also has a disturbingly close relationship with the national security state, as does social media. In 2019, a senior executive at Twitter was unmasked as an active duty officer by the British Army's Online Psychological Operations Unit. So yeah, this story, if you get into it, it does go a lot further. But I think one of the things to think about is the way this outlet has been, you know, positioned and talked about in, you know, some of the loudest bullhorns around for the last half a decade to a decade. And now how many people who have left there as independent journalists and have moved into positions in mainstream media as journalists. And these aren't people who were like whistleblowers who basically came forward with some information and then became, you know, valuable as journalists. These are just former security state people who are now journalists.
Yeah. And you know, it goes beyond that too, Mike. Like a couple of minutes ago, you were saying like, oh, well, you know, would we really trust that if there's some ex, you know, intelligence member going as a journalist, but in fact, in the US, all over Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, you see these ex-spies, you know, quote unquote ex-spies, now on there as advisors or consultants, and they bring them on for these stories, including John Brennan, the former head of the CIA that helped develop the torture program, the drone assassination program, that was definitely getting heavily exposed by journalist Michael Hastings. And so, you know, Bellingcat, you mentioned the NED, the National a National Endowment for Democracy. They've been long associated with the CIA and as like a front for the CIA. And that's like documented fact there. And so that association with Bellingcat alone is cause for alarm. And then you mentioned the Atlantic Council. I'm glad you brought this story up because I've been working on a video as well on Bellingcat. I did one back in January of last year, Who is Bellingcat? Just kind of looking at some of the things, looking at who is Elliot Higgins, the head of Bellingcat and his history, and then looking into this connection, the one you mentioned with the Atlantic Council. And if folks will go back to October 2018, when what some of us called the purge that happened on social media, mainly on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, that in this October back in 2018, Facebook removed 559 pages and 251 accounts, which they said were doing spam and coordinated inauthentic behavior. And this is around sort of Russia hysteria, accusing a lot of outlets of being connected to Russia or promoting propaganda, including the Anti-Media, Free Thought Project, Cop Block, Police to Police, Collective Evolution, many more were deleted and then falsely labeled, like I said, Russian, you know, assets and things of that sort. There was these lists that were floating around. And anyways, my point is that four months prior to this, Facebook had partnered with the Atlantic Council, which is this, you know, think tank that claims to give people access to, politicians and high profile diplomats and people who are part of the sort of NATO network. It's basically the Western military industrial complex. And Facebook, again, partnered with them in May, shortly after there, and continuing to this day, the censorship, you know, has ramped up. And Bellingcat and Elliot Higgins, they're connected to those same people. And there are more and more reasons to dive in, both in the Mint Press article and just on your own research. But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Micah, because I think it is one of the most blatant forms of propaganda that exists. Because, again, even if you've never heard the name Bellingcat, you might have seen, or somebody you know has seen, an interview with Elliot Higgins or some quote unquote independent journalist that works with Bellingcat, and they get them to come on to the mainstream TV and tell them the version of events they want you to hear about Syria or about the wars or about, you know, the Federal Reserve or whatever it could be. The point is they bring them on as this supposedly independent journalist that has ties to it, you know, the establishment in a lot of ways. So this is why it's important to understand that when things are put in front of you, especially through the corporate media, there's often a lot more to what you're being shown.
And, you know, as where you went to speak about the Atlantic Council a little bit, their board of directors, just to mention some names, it has Henry Kissinger, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, retired generals such as James Mad Dog Mattis, and H.R. McMaster. I don't know about you. Does that sound like the Betterment of Humanity board, or does that sound like something else? Henry Kissinger, starring Henry Kissinger, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Mad Dog Mattis, and H.R. McMaster. Also, no fewer than seven former DART CIA directors also. Is this like the people you want to hang out with when you're, you know, thinking about the positivity of the future?
Those are the new Avengers, Henry Kissinger and Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney back from the dead. Oh, God. Well, let's continue our discussion here in propaganda. Again, you're listening to Freethinker Radio, where we bring you uncensored news and underground music. So far, we've played one of my songs, 33. We've played Stupid Idiot, and we're covering all kinds of news. So if you want to support us, please do visit thehoustonfreethinkers.com. Or if you want to support the station, go to kpft.org and consider making a donation in the name of Freethinker Radio. Micah, again, you know, we were talking about this off air prior to this, and it's just so one of the things, the stressful things about keeping up with the news, even if it's just every week, we got to do it for one day at least so we can have something to talk about on the show. You know, it's hard to even ignore because there's so much noise out there. You can't just totally live in ignorance, I feel like, or at least it's getting more and more difficult than maybe it used to be for some people in the past because of just, it's all in your face constantly. You know what I mean?
And maybe that's why everyone, all these people that we see are getting so offended, because they're seeing things that before they could just be ignorant of. And they're having to grapple with things like, the inconsistency or lack of consistency in institutions that they might have believed in.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that's why there's a lot of confusion, because some people truly did believe that they could trust the media. Others still continue to believe that. But as we're showing here, there's a lot more at stake. And I just think it's important for people to definitely have time away from the media, but also to not try to put your head in the sand. You don't want to go from one extreme to the other, that like, well, things are so crazy, I don't even want to hear about it anymore. Let them do whatever they want, sort of thing. Throw my hands up. Like there does need to be a balance for our own sanity. Like today's episode is called, Is It Ever Going to End? And you know, obviously we're kind of talking about the craziness and just the bad news all the time. And for some people, a better world started when Donald Trump came into office, right? Because they think that Trump is, you know, the worst that there ever could be, the worst that there ever was. And a lot of that is built around what the media has told them about Donald Trump over the last 4 years. And you know me, Mike, like I'm no Trump apologist. I spent 4 years being very critical of him and calling him out for things that I think any of us would have called out other people for, you know, and have called out other past people for, just being really about that, not getting stuck in whatever the sort of party thing. But it is true that there's been a lot of BS about Trump that has been put out there over the years. And we're now finding out one of these big stories. I'm trying to pull the link up real quick. One of the big stories, which was not even too long ago, was that during the Trump administration, was that there was hits out on the soldiers that were being put out, that the Taliban was, that the Russians were putting out bounties on U.S. troops, and that this was happening and Trump was doing nothing to it, of course, because he was clearly a Russian puppet, is sort of like the line of thinking that was coming out of the mainstream press. But the point is that now here we are, Trump's out of office, and people have probably forgotten about that story. But at the time when it came out and it was on the 24/7 news cycle, I'm sure they were influenced by it. But now here we are in the U.S. intelligence communities walking back that claim, basically saying, oops, our bad. And as the Daily Beast writes, it was a blockbuster story about Russia's return to the imperial great game in Afghanistan. The Kremlin had spread around money around the longtime Central Asian battlefield for militants to kill the remaining U.S. forces. It sparked a massive outcry from Democrats and their hashtag resistance amplifiers. But the Russian puppet in the White House, about the treasonous Russian puppet in the White House whose admiration for Putin had endangered American troops. However, on Thursday, the Biden administration announced that the U.S. intelligence community only had a low to moderate confidence in the story after all. And as the article says, translated from the jargon of spy world, this means the intelligence agencies found the story is at best unproven and possibly untrue. And the official statement from a senior administration official says, U.S. intelligence community assesses with low to moderate confidence that Russian intelligence officers sought to encourage Taliban attacks on U.S. and coalition personnel in Afghanistan in 2019 and perhaps earlier. So again, whether or not you remember this story, I guarantee you, your family and friends were being influenced by the story, whether it was the Trump people responding and saying, oh, that's crazy, and in this case, they were right, or the other side sort of running with it like they were doing with this 24-hour news cycle. Here's the latest thing to be offended by. Here's the latest thing to be upset by. Here's, you know, that sort of thing.
It seemed fantastic back then to me that the nation like Russia's level of being, you know, this is more like what you might expect from an ISIS, you know, in my opinion. And so, I mean, even then it seemed fantastic without even wanting to give a darn either way, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it didn't really make sense to me, but I just think that one way or the other, this is another thing. And again, how many people, most people don't see the correction, right? They don't see the update, the whoops, we did it wrong. It's just, you know, and I don't know that CNN's running with that story tonight, you know, or that MSNBC is running that one tonight.
Our mistake, our bad. Tonight's episode, our bad.
Yeah, I mean, because that's just, again, there's no accountability, and I could talk about that all day, but babies being thrown out of incubators or weapons of mass destruction, whatever. I mean, so look, the reality is like when people out there who have this super trusting aspect of the, you know, the way they look at the mainstream media, they look down on people who are skeptical of the mainstream media, and they sort of like, why are you so silly? You're so stupid. Oh, you just, you know, you think it's just all fake news. And some people have that mentality, but no, there are intelligent people who can use their critical thinking and their logic and can look at the track record of the corporate media and these institutions and decide if they should, you know, if it's a wise bet to place more energy and more trust in those institutions. And more often than not, the answer is no. So I don't think it's unreasonable for people to continue to have mistrust. We're talking about Bellingcat being put in front of people and sending them whatever the establishment's version of events. We're talking about stories being floated by some source that everybody runs with, and then the intelligence community quietly says, my bad, you know, we were wrong. And then this next story, Micah, which is kind of a just a two-part thing related to just recently released videos from Project Veritas. And I know that for some people, when they hear that name and James O'Keefe, the guy behind it, it's an immediate red flag, because this guy has done some controversial work. He's gone out there and had him or some of his associates, you know, do some undercover videos at abortion clinics and things of that sort. And so that has made, I think, people more on the left and progressive automatically dismiss anything they do, say that, look, it's all edited to get a certain message. And I can't vouch for every single one of their videos, but what I can say is that these two videos that have come out this week clearly indicate something that is different than probably what you've heard in the corporate media, especially, I would say, from CNN. So their latest, kind of scheme here, journalistic undergoing undercover for journalism from Project Veritas, involved CNN technical director. And his name is technical director Charlie Chester. And so apparently this man, Charlie Chester, who is, again, technical director of all of CNN and a position to know most of the major players and be making major decisions. And he's bragging about that in this date, this apparent Tinder date he went on a date through Tinder and was being recorded undercover by whoever he went on a date. And there's a few different things that he mentions that I'm just going to kind of touch on. Again, I hope people who are offended by this guy, who thinks, you know, James O'Keefe is right-wing propaganda, Project Veritas, go watch the video clips yourself and listen and make up your own mind. But so this footage came out on Tuesday, and it shows that CNN employees were describing, and again, in his own words, CNN technical director Charlie Chester saying that the network worked to support Joe Biden's presidential campaign, and that this was like a specific thing. And he says, quote, our focus was to get Trump out of office. And he's like, without saying it, that's what it was. And I don't know how you can misinterpret that as anything else. He mentions even, Micah, and this was an interesting one, and one of the kind of anecdotes he's sharing is there was this other story that got blown up, and it was something about Trump's hands or something and him like twitching, and they turned it into like, oh, is he mentally unfit? And he kind of brags. He's like, oh yeah, you remember that thing where there was like Trump moved his hand or something? He's like, oh, that was a nothing. We literally just were reaching for stories and every day, and we brought on health professionals to say how it could be, you know, neurological. He was admitting it. And I'm sure you can go back and find those clips on their YouTube channel and website and whatnot about, is Trump having a mental breakdown or whatever the story was. And he's readily admitting that they ramp those up for ratings and to make Trump look bad.
News is just another show.
Yeah. And to that point, Micah, my second point here, and then I'd love to get just, you know, your thoughts on this whole last little section of propaganda stories. The second set of videos that they've released, there might be more. I kind of haven't seen what they've been up to today. But in this other set of videos, the same guy, Charlie Chester, who is being targeted by Project Veritas on, you know, I guess, Tinder. He went on a date with some woman secretly recording him undercover. And he's talking about COVID-19 death toll numbers. And he says, quote, I've even looked at it. And he's talking about the daily death toll on CNN, we have those numbers up every day. And he says, because fear sells. He's like, you know, and he says that cliche phrase that we've probably heard in movies or TV shows or whatever, that he says, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. But he says that. He's like, you know, it's kind of, he even admits, he's like, it's kind of, you know, I don't know if his exact words, but he uses that phrase. And then he says, I've even looked at the daily death toll on CNN and been like, let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher. And, you know, just some of these kinds of things, admitting that, and that doesn't mean, of course, that he's involved in like faking COVID numbers per se, but definitely it's an acknowledgement of him that they could sell more fear and maybe just generate more whatever the ratings by pushing that. And then the other thing that he mentions, man, is that he says, oh, I think in the coming months, we're going to be hitting the climate change hard, but we're going to start shifting from COVID to like just constant climate change stories. And like, it's going to be just, you know, look at the climate here, look at this is burning and this and that. Like, he sort of outlines whatever, I guess, CNN's next plan is. And yeah, interesting stuff though. But again, like, I just think it's unfortunate that some people will hear that and dismiss it because it comes from that man.
Yeah. That's, I can understand. Maybe I don't know much about that source, Project Veritas, but I can understand why some people, they just don't listen to certain sources anymore. You know, we've all seen this happen. But yeah, this is an interesting one. We know that we see the news cycle, and it's just one of those things about like news in a way, you have to see it as art, you know, so is it reflecting life or what? But we see all these intelligence people. We see the Church Commission historically. We see so many things where it's not just a spontaneous narrative of writers and creators and passionate people. So knowing that, I think we need to remain a bit skeptical. And I think with that, that's all we can do because, you know, we're not in these cities. We're not in the military. We're not in these places. So all we have is hearsay. And we start to develop, you know, sources that we either identify with a bit more or we trust or whatever, and we listen to them. I would hope that we would do the homework, at least for most of the time, and not build our allegiance to listening just because they attack, you know, an opposition voice that we don't agree with or something like that, that more it's about fact